This goes to Dr. T-H-A-R-U, M like Mary, A-R-A-J-A-H, fax 989-772-6784, regarding Gregory, middle initial M like Mark, Albright, A-L-L-B-R-I-G-H-T. Date of birth is 9/18 of 1952. Dear Dr. Sarah Maraja, this is a consultation for Mr. Albright, who was sent for evaluation of elevated creatinine levels, which have been fluctuating since January of 2019. Mr. Albright is a 69-year-old male patient who has a complex medical history, starting with the development of ulcerative colitis at the age of 13, and then a lot of steroid therapy at that point. And after ulcerative colitis, he had his first DVT in 1965, and then between 1975 and 1978, he had four more DVTs, and then had a placement of a Greenfield filter that was the wire type at that time. And that remains in place because it cannot be removed since it's embedded in his vena cava. He also has had kidney stones recurrently and several episodes of shingles in his lifetime. And he has had gangrenous pyoderma at least five times starting in 2005, and then developed low platelets with chronic idiopathic thrombocytopenia, and he was diagnosed with Evans, E-V-A-N-S syndrome in 2005. He does see a gastroenterologist also in Ann Arbor, because he has primary sclerosing cholangitis, and that was diagnosed this year. He has paroxysmal atrial fibrillation also, without current chest pain or palpitations. He has had colon cancer and had an ileostomy placed when he had his complete colectomy in 1987. He also has had a recent hospitalization in Alma. He was hospitalized from 3/29 of this year through 3/22 with left lower quadrant abdominal pain with severe nausea and vomiting, and also excessive output from the ileostomy. And his creatinine was increased to 1.6 at that time. That did decrease and improve with IV hydration. He's currently feeling well and has no symptoms of chronic kidney disease. Urine is clear, no cloudiness or blood, no kidney stone history at this point, no current swelling of the extremities, no skin lesions or outbreaks at this point. Past medical history, ulcerative colitis at age 13, multiple DVTs, kidney stones in 1989 that passed spontaneously, and then he required lithotripsy when they recurred in 2013. He's also had shingles twice, I said, pyoderma gangrene times five in 2005 and six. The Evans syndrome with chronic ITP was diagnosed in 2017. He has osteoporosis, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, and primary sclerosing cholangitis, and type 2 diabetes with microalbuminuria. Surgical history includes left wrist fracture, ORIF, in 1974. In 1987, he had a complete colectomy with ileostomy placement for colon carcinoma. 1987, also placement of Greenfield filter that remains in place. 2010, he had left eye tear duct replacement. 2013, lithotripsy. 2015, he had left eye retinal detachment. And then several months later, he required the left eye buckle surgery for the reoccurrence of left eye retinal detachment. 2015, also had left eye cataract surgery. 2017, he had a laparoscopic cholecystectomy followed by an M, like Mary, RCP. The MRCP suggested that he may need an ERCP, and at that time he was referred to Dr. Fontana in Ann Arbor, since the local gastroenterologist felt that with his blood clot history, he should not have any of those procedures done in this area. And if he does require surgery, he must bridge with Lovenox to prevent blood clots. Social history, he is an ex-smoker. He quit smoking many years ago and didn't smoke very long when he did. He occasionally consumes alcohol. He does not use illicit drugs. He is married and retired. Family history is significant for coronary artery disease, a myocardial infarction, congestive heart failure, AIDS, HIV/AIDS, lymphoma, and liver carcinoma. Drug review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, no known drug allergies. Medications, hydrochlorothiazide, 25 milligram daily. Coumadin, according to INR, daily. Metoprolol, 50 milligram twice a day. Prolia injections, 60 milligram every 6 months. Imodium, 2 milligram. He takes 2 to 4 daily to keep his stools more normal consistency and less diarrhea. Ambien, 10 milligram at bedtime. Multivitamin for men, 3 times a week. Benadryl allergy, 25 milligram daily. Promethazine, 12.5 milligram as needed for nausea. Pantoprazole, or Protonix, is 40 milligram, 1 daily. And he does not use any oral, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. Physical examination, height, 73 inches, weight, 214 pounds, blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff, 120 over 70, pulse is 65. Neck is supple, there is no lymphadenopathy and no carotid bruise. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is soft, non-tender. He has an ileostomy in the right lower quadrant. That is patent. Extremities, they are darkly discolored, purple in color. Pedal pulses, 1+ bilaterally. Capillary refill, 3 seconds bilaterally. And labs and diagnostic studies. Most recent labs were done 9-2 of 22. Creatinine is 1.4 with GFR of 54. 6-22 of this year, creatinine 1.4. And GFR, actually GFR is 50. 5-9 of 22. Creatinine 1.4, GFR is 50. 11-22 of 21, creatinine is 1.4 and GFR is 50. 4-2 of 21, creatinine 1.2, greater than 60 GFR. 9-3 of 19, creatinine 1.3, GFR 55. 1-29 of 19, creatinine was 1.5 with GFR of 47. And 9-2 of 22, albumin 3.5, corrected calcium is 8.7, electrolytes are normal, phosphorus 3.0, his white count is 10.7, hemoglobin 15.4, platelets are 51,000, and they were down to 23,000, and then he took a few days of a Medrol dose pack. But he reacted very poorly to that with severe epigastric pain and darker stools than usual. So he did stop that after 2 or 3 days of use. Urinalysis showed 3+ bilirubin, a trace of blood, and 1+ protein. No casts, no crystals, no bacteria. April 18th of 2022, platelets were 133,000. White count 4.66, hemoglobin is 15.6. And hemoglobin A1C was 6.8. In microalbumin to creatinine ratio is less than 30. 11/22 of 21, his bilirubin was elevated at 2.6, and liver enzymes were also elevated. ALT was 281, AST is 82. Creatinine was 1.4 at that time. And platelets, 11/22/21, 129,000, 4/2/21, platelets 144,000, 9/3 of 19, platelets were 190,000. And we have also an MRI of the abdomen that showed very chronic hepatocellular disease versus early cirrhosis without focal lesion. He had severe splenomegaly, suggesting portal hypertension, and no ascites. He had numerous cystic lesions in the pancreas without suspicious feature. And this was with and without contrast. Assessment and plan, stage 3A chronic kidney disease, which appears to have been present and fluctuating since 2019, and it is stable. He has the chronic idiopathic thrombocytopenia purpura and the history of colon carcinoma, as well as liver disease now, the primary sclerosing cholangitis. The patient will have lab studies done every 3 months for us. He will follow a low-salt diabetic diet. He'll avoid the use of oral nonsteroidal anti-inflammatory drugs for pain. If his blood pressure becomes too low, it may be wise to decrease the hydrochlorothiazide possibly to 12.5 milligram daily or actually hold it. But currently his blood pressure is very well controlled on the hydrochlorothiazide. We'll continue to monitor that with you. And he's going to be rechecked by this practice within the next 6 months. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.